The militant Islamic group ISIS spreads its message through social media. They're very good at it. The U.S. government is trying to respond, but its small digital warfare unit is struggling to keep up. The BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher has that story.
Like a movie trailer, this Islamic State video promises action and adventure, displaying production skills unprecedented in jihadi propaganda. And this is the response of the U.S. government. Videos promoting a counter-message, declaring that Islamic State kills Muslims and that the group is rejected by Muslim scholars.
There's a basic contradiction at the heart of the Al-Qaeda and the ISIS message, which they cannot overcome despite the glitz and the technology and all of that.
Alberto Fernandez is leading America's digital war against extremist propaganda.
How can an entity, an organization that claims to be defending Muslims, spend so much of its time, so much of its effort in slaughtering Muslims in every way that they can?
This State Department startup is experimental. Its web warriors have made an impact in the Arabic Twitter sphere, but only very recently began posting in English. Still far behind Islamic State, says William McCants, a former government official who helped set up the program.
They have a legion of volunteers that work for the Islamic State. The State Department has a couple dozen people. They're not very well resourced. There's a lot of constraints in place working in the government.
Inshallah, we'll break the barrier of Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon.
It was the unexpected sophistication of this Islamic State video back in June that raised the stakes. A 15-minute film proclaiming the end of the Middle East borders drawn up after the First World War, enhanced by the skills and languages of foreign recruits and studio facilities in captured cities. The American counterattack has received mixed reviews, especially this video, a parody of the bloody and brutal images used by Islamic State. Too graphic to show, said some. Others questioned the tone. Finding a message that resonates with potential militant recruits is a challenge, says Mr. McCants.
The U.S. government doesn't have an alternative in the sense that it can't really sell America. That's not going to impress these young men. What will impress some of them are ex-fighters coming back and saying it wasn't worth it.
Has it been using personal testimony like that?
They haven't really gathered it themselves, because anybody that they put on camera would be seen as just a tool of the State Department.
And the flames of war are only beginning to intensify.
Islamic State, however, puts a lot of them on camera, using Western recruits to front some of its most gruesome footage. Here, the massacre of captured Syrian soldiers. But it's not only extremist propaganda.
The name is Abu Osama, born, raised, true blue Aussie.
This Australian combat medic in Syria was interviewed by a foreign journalist. He doesn't belong to Islamic State, but he supports its goals and its beheadings of foreign hostages, because he's angry about the West's failure to protect Syrians and about the US-led airstrikes.
Well, what is the difference between a missile that hits into a house, which kills 15 kids, compared to what, you know, a man dying, getting cut by his throat?
Islamic State gives candy to kids, at least in this Muja tweet video posted on the web. All part of the PR message it churns out in so many ways. The U.S. government has a lot of catching up to do.
The BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher.